often intrigued, if not dumbfounded, when I meet and talk to people and they say, I can't believe he or she did that to me.
All right, man.
The truth is, outside of the spirit, we are creatures of habit.
Amen.
We do the same stuff over and over and over again. Yet at different seasons, different junctions in life, we place our trust in people, believing that, contrary to what we know about the person, they'll come through this time. If I'm a thief, I'm going to steal. If I'm a liar, I'm going to lie. You knew that about me before you got into a relationship with me. But you thought you can change me. And you believe that to the point where you drop your guard. Because I'm the one to change him. You're the one to change her. And what you discover is the habits is more powerful than what's really happening right now. Because we are creatures of habits, what we do is as a result of our learned behavior. Someone taught you how to lie.
All right, man.
Someone taught you how to be a manipulator.
All right, man.
Someone taught you how to be the person that you are. It's a learned behavior.
Yes, it is.
And because it is a learned behavior, we have to understand that we have then within us the power to unlearn the behavior. Now, this is the first of the year, and I know some of you made these New Year's resolutions, so I want to go slow this morning because I really want you to get this thing about traditions. Now, because we have these learned behaviors, where we learn most of the stuff from is our parents.
Have mercy to Jesus. Have mercy to Jesus.
I'm a parent.
All right, ma'am.
And so are you, many of you.
All right, ma'am.
Now, the truth be told, you can really jack some stuff up as a parent.
All right.
You know, sometimes, don't look at your child, just look this way. But you know, sometimes when you tell your child to do something and you know it's wrong? Oh, not you, huh? Yeah. You know it's wrong, but you got to save face so you allow your child to go through it. I mean, it ain't gonna hurt him. He'll be all right. I can fix it tomorrow. And so what parents do is parents begin to train and teach their children something. But it's not altogether your fault because you're just sharing with them what your parents share with you. And so we pass this stupidity down from one generation to the next generation.
That's right.
Yes, stupidity. Because sometimes what mom and dad told us is not in the Word of God. But mama said, if I did it like this, it'll work out. But God says, no, that's not going to work. So what we have to understand is that God will place us in a position to break the generational curses.
All right.
Now, a generational curse, as I said earlier, it's the thing in which we continue to do because it was passed down. And the thing that was passed down is contrary to the will of God. But we just do it because somebody told us to do that.
All right, now.
So because we continue with these generational curses, we keep getting the same results. Therefore, your children are in the same position that you are in. Because you're in the same position that Granny is in. That Granny is in the same position that Great Granny is in. generation is messed up because mama did it and we pass it along instead of breaking the generational curse.
Yeah.
I want to present to you in 2011 a God that knows where he's taking you to, a God that knows what he promised you to, but our mindset is messed up, so we are at a junction in life where we need to back that thing up. Because what we were taught is totally wrong. All
right.
So we gotta back it up in order to place inside of us good information, wholesome information, so we can cancel out the curses. Now, Matthew began to write, and he begins to point out the fifth commandment. And the fifth commandment simply says that you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. Now, by the way, this is the first commandment that comes with promise. In other words, if you do this, then God says, I'll add to your life. Now, the commandments 1, 2, 3, and 4 has to do with my relationship with God. 5 through 10 has to do with my relationship with you. So the first four has to do with our relationship with God, and the balance has to do with our relationship with one another.
Amen.
And so in order for us to have a relationship with one another, it comes from the teaching, the training of your parents. And so as soon as he says, okay, now this is it in terms of your relationship with me, now this is how you get along on earth. You have to first honor your father and your mother.
That's right.
Now, for you to honor your father and your mother, it means that whatever it is that they need that you can provide, you are to provide it for them.
Amen.
It amazes me how one woman or one man can raise 5, 10 children. And when they find themselves in need, mama, I ain't got time to take you to the store. Mama, I ain't got time to take you to the doctor. Dad, I got to go somewhere. I don't have time. Don't you know they didn't always want to take you to the basketball game? They didn't always want to give you the last 10. Don't you know sometimes they wanted new stuff, but instead they meant the sacrifice for you? And how dare you, now that you think you got it going on, talking about what you don't want to do? Honor your father and your mother. And so Jesus began to write in the book of Matthew. And so what he began to do, he says, you know, now we pick up some bad habits. Now, you picked up some habits that is not in the Bible. And so what he says is what you picked up from the world is so strong that it makes the word of God of non-effect. In other words, when you open your Bible and you discover the promises that is in the word of God, because traditions are so strong, you cancel out the word of God in your life. I don't know about you, but that sounds stupid to me. When all I gotta do is believe God and he'll make ways for me. It sounds stupid to me when I'm gonna believe what somebody else said, a tradition, instead of believing even what faith says. And faith says nothing is impossible. You trying to tell me you gonna grow up to be like mama, you gonna grow up to be like daddy? And God says, but I created inside of you something new. It's called an anointing, and nothing can stop you. Nobody can stop you. You better know who you are. I want to challenge you in this new year to go where God is calling you. Listen, don't worry about your qualifications, your situation. You gotta know where God is taking you. When you understand where God is taking you, what you understand is that quite often you're going to be left all alone.
All right now.
My God. All alone.
Yes, Lord.
You see, there's nothing worse than when you're left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth be told, when I'm left alone, my mind began to play tricks. I began to doubt what I know. I began to listen to the foolishness of the world instead of what God is saying. And when I become all alone, then I go deeper into a hole and depression sets in. And I know sometimes we're taught that as a child of God, you should never be depressed and this, that, and the other. But you know, the truth is you're human. And the truth is you can have all the faith in the world and still have your moments. Now, you don't live that, but you do have moments in which you go through depression. You do have moments in which you go through loneliness. You do have moments when you go through, I just need somebody in my life. You can act holy if you want to, and if you haven't experienced it, keep on living. I guarantee you, baby, it will show up on your door. I guarantee you, you will have those where you just want to cry. Nobody's messing with you. But thank God I can cry. He understands what I'm crying about. Thank God when I finish crying, I can stand up because I know he created me to be the head and not the tail. Thank God I know that I'm going through something, but God said I never leave you, never forsake you. I know that we're going through something, but God says,
thank you, Jesus.
I'll see you through. So the traditions of man make the word of God a non-effect.
That's right.
In other words, non-effect means you don't see any fruits from what you're doing.
All right.
You ever been in a place in life, you just doing stuff and nothing good ever comes from it? I mean, watch this. I'm going to work every week and still can't save money.
All right.
I don't miss a day, but I still don't have no more today than I had on yesterday.
All right.
You ever get like that? And you say, where's it going? What's going on in life? And what God is trying to teach us is that, listen, you can't master that thing. In order to master something with God, you have to let go. That's why God says, when you let go, then you invite me to come in. See, God wants to come in because God wants to sit down with us and God wants to rule our life, but we're so busy trying to handle things. God is saying, I'm going to allow you to go through your traditions, and when you get done, then call upon the name of the Lord and I'll come see about you. I know the mess that you're in, baby, but I also know how to deliver you from it. I know where you are, but I also know how to set you free. I know what you have against you, but you also know that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I know where you are, I know what you're going through. All I want you to do is just trust me. Have you ever been in a place where you really had to trust the Lord? Have you ever been in a place in life where you called upon the name of the Lord and you said, God, if you don't show up in my life, there's no deliverance? But thank God, he may be late according to your time, but baby, he's always on time. He shows up in your life when you're depressed. He shows up when your money's dry. He shows up when you have no prayer. He shows up when you don't know what to do. You just need to trust in the Lord. Regardless of where you are this morning, God wants to deliver us from where we are. But in order for God to deliver us, we first have to let go of everything. Now remember, I told you that this thing was titled Peace to My Past. I love children today because children will show you an amazing thing. Now what you see with kids today is that kids have these things and they say deuce. And when they say deuce, what they're saying is peace to something. Peace out. I'm gone. Peace to this. See, what I want you to do this morning is say peace to your past. You got some stuff in your past. Some stuff in your trunk. Some stuff you carry. You need to say bye-bye, baby. You're not going into 2011 with me. I got some stuff in my closet that I need to leave at 2010. I got some stuff that I need to say peace to. I got some stuff I don't want to see again. I got some stuff that I know that God has canceled. Why are you going to go back and pick up what God has already laid at the altar? Why are you going to go and drag something into a new year when you prayed and told God, here it is, I leave. Baby, you got to know who you are. Don't you let nobody tell you what you can't do. Don't you let nobody tell you your limitations. I have no limitations because the God that I serve, he has no limitations for me. He says I can do all things. That's why you gotta know who you are. When you discover who you are, what you discover about yourself is greater is he, the Holy Spirit, that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm going through hell, so you think, so you see. But inside, baby, I'm getting stronger by the minute. I know you think you knocked me out, but baby, I'm just getting ready to fight. I know you think I'm worried because you walked out. Baby, I'm just getting ready to go. You got to know inside of me, I'm created just like God. He looked at himself, looked at me, and said, make you like me. He created you in his image. Now, if you're created in the image of God, you got to stand up for God. You got to represent. You got to represent. You got to say, deuce and peace to my past. You got to represent the God that you serve.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The issue that we have. is that when we begin to talk to God, most of the time what we do, James says, we pray amiss. In other words, we pray asking Daddy for something that Daddy says is going to hurt you. So Daddy doesn't come through because Daddy is protecting you. And you sitting there and saying, God, why can't I have him? Why can't I have her? Because God said, boo, you don't need him. You don't need her. You wait on me. I got to show no blessing for you. Have you ever waited on the Lord? And when God showed up, the blessing was cuter than the little thing you were looking at. Have you ever waited on God? And when God showed up, the job was better than the one that you thought you had to have. Have you ever waited upon the Lord? And he renewed your strength. We pray amiss. We pray asking for something that we don't need. And so the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man. Now, that's not man as in sex, that's mankind. He says, now if you're holy, because you're in me, he says, when you pray, what I understand about your prayers is that they're effectual. I can feel it when you pray. Ain't nothing like trouble to make you really pray. I'm talking about really make you pray. Find yourself going through something. Lord, I can sing a song to you in a prayer. When I'm going through something, Lord, I can talk to you. And even when I don't know what to say, I say, my. But anyway, you understand that. I'm glad, God, when I cry, you understand my tears. I'm glad, God, I don't always have to articulate things correctly. I don't have to use noun and verb and pronoun. I'm glad, God, I can just go sometimes to you and I can just tell you all about it. I'm glad, God, even when I'm in the midst of going through something, you still understand. God loves you, and God says, when you begin to pray, call out to me. He says, I show up for you. And see, when God shows up, then he says, I unveil some stuff. That means God shows some stuff. I don't know about you, but I've been praying long enough. God, I want to see some stuff. I've been asking you. I've been trusting you. But I want to see some stuff. Show me your goodness. Show me your mercy. Show me love. Show me a way out. Show me a new job. Show me deliverance. Show me healing. Show me some money in my account. Show me a friend. I want you to feel yourself. God, I want to see you. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. And God says, if my people, you are his people. You are children of God. He says, if my people, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name, don't you let nobody call you out of your name. If they call you anything other than a child of God, don't you answer, because what you answer to, that's what you become. So if you want me to talk to you, you better call me Jesus Christ's brother. You better call me God's son. You better call me blessed. You better call me honored favor. You better call me surely mercy. You better call me a blessing. My people that are called by my name. He says, if you humble yourself, in other words, get off your high horse, come down, just humble yourself, just yield to me, just say yes to me. If you say yes to me, I'll say yes to you. What you're asking for, he says, I'll do it. Just humble yourself. If you humble yourself, he says, then I'll come see about you.
Thank you. When you humble yourself.
All right, humble yourself and pray. In other words, come down and talk to me. Now, Daddy knows what you need, but Daddy just wants you to say what you need. Women, you know when your husband, boyfriend don't know what to do? Uh-huh. And you say, let me tell you exactly what I want. Therefore, we won't make a mistake. Therefore, you'll give me exactly what I want. God says, tell me exactly what you want. Don't ask God for money if what you really need is some healing. God says, you got to say exactly what you want. And he says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And then when you begin to pray, then your desires don't even come into the picture. Then he says, you'll seek my face. You'll want what I want, because I'll tell you what it is that you need. And see, when you come after God, God says, now you need to seek blessing. You need to seek promotion. You need to seek healing. You need to seek righteousness. You need to seek love. You need to seek forgiveness. You need to seek mercy. You need to seek hope. You need to seek faith. Now, see, the world won't tell you that. Tradition says, don't ask for that, because you're too proud to ask for that. But God says, seek my face. You know what it is that I want to do for you. He says, I promise you something in the word. Now come after me. Seek me. When you begin to seek me, he says, then I need for you to turn from your wicked ways. See, you can't come after God looking back at your troubles, looking back at 2010. Baby, news to my past, peace to my past. I don't want to see it no more. I lived it. I've been there. I got a t-shirt. I don't want to remember 2010 no more. I want what God wants me to have in 2011. All I need is somebody just to touch and agree with me. I just need somebody to believe me. I believe that if you find somebody in your life, somebody that will touch and agree with you in the midst of you going through, but you got a friend that's somewhere praying for you. I don't care how dark it gets. You know somebody's right there. I don't care how lonely it gets. You know somebody's right there. That's nothing like a friend. If you can't find a friend, God says, I'll be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Have you ever tried the Lord? Lord, he made the way out of no way. The Lord. When you begin to try the Lord, then you know God for yourself. He'll save you in the midst of you crying out. God says, I'll rescue you from your mess. I don't care what you in. My name is God, and I'm here to rescue you. You gotta try the Lord. You gotta know the Lord. You gotta know it for yourself. When you find yourself shut out and nobody else is there, your friends forsake you. Won't God be a friend to you? Won't he be a doctor on your sick bed? Won't he be a lawyer in the for you, but God said, I got a blessing every day. I give you a new mercy. Have you ever tried God? Woke up one morning, food no away on the table, but in the midst of trying God, God says, I'm gonna feed you today. You may not like where the food is coming from, but baby, I'm gonna feed you today. Have you ever tried God? Your bills were past due, but somehow in the nick of time, God showed up in your life, and just when you thought they were gonna disconnect something, God said, ain't no disconnect, baby. You connected with me. You tied up with me. You tied up with me. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. You gotta plug into God. When you plug into God, you gotta know that he's your source. He's your power. He's your strength. He's your all in all. to know the God that we serve. We got to know. See, there's some stuff that you've been through. Leave it. Peace out, past. Don't want to see you no more. Deuces, baby. I'm gone. I got peace. I got peace. And the peace that I got, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. My bills may be past due, but I'm simple enough to have peace. Because I know in the nick of time, God will show up. You got to know, you got to know, you got to know the God that you serve. Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him this morning? Have you ever been down on your land and God stepped in? Have you ever found yourself connected with some things and God disconnected? Have you ever found yourself tied up in some stuff and you couldn't get loose? Baby, it's a wonderful feeling when God loosed you from the things that you used to be connected to. You used to be connected to reefer. You used to be connected to the alcohol. You used to be connected to sex. Don't you act like you ain't never been connected to nothing. Don't you act like you all that. Like you got it going on. No, baby, I'm struggling this morning. You struggling this morning. But what I know about God is a redeeming God. See, that's why I can call upon his name. And every dollar I spend in the liquor bottle, every dollar I spend on some crack, every dollar I spend in the liquor house, everywhere else, now God, give it back to me. Give it back to me. Redeem it. Because I was out of my mind. Now I'm in you. Now because I'm in you, Lord, you show me. Show me the way, Lord. I'm so glad that when we say things to God, God will say, oh, I'm surprised you mean you all that. Yes, I did. And God forgave me, and you got to forgive me too. Come on, baby. God forgave you. Don't act like you don't need forgiveness this morning. We all got some stuff God needs to release us from. We all got some stuff we need to say peace to. Come on and stand on your feet. My Lord, I thank you, Lord, for delivering me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. See, we got to begin to praise God for who he is. We got to begin to praise God for the things that he's doing in our lives. We just got to begin to praise him. Come on and lift your hands right now.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift your hands.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What we all need to do is just give ourselves away. Just release. While you're standing with your eyes closed and your hands lifted, let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Here, you have permission to even think about the thing that keep you up all night. Go ahead and put it on your mind. You know the thing that you worry about? Go ahead and think about that thing. Presence of God, just release it. Mama, Mama, you kept me up enough nights. Mama, I worried about you enough. Mama, I've done enough for you. Mama, I carried you long enough. Mama, troubles. Problems, concerns. Baba, as you lift your hands before God, you yield yourself, you humble yourself to us. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You carrying stuff. And God is saying, cast all your cares upon me. Do you trust God? Do you trust God? I mean, if you really trust God, you can let that stuff go. No job, let it go. The doctor said one thing, let it go. Loneliness, let it go. The relationship is on a road, or it fell off the cliff, let it go. Oh, stop you from praying. You don't have to worry about stuff that you know that God told you. Stop worrying about it. Father God, we come into your presence right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to see a new year, to begin a new year. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege right now, Lord, just to give ourselves to you. Creating us a clean heart. Restoring inside of us, Lord, a clean heart. Set my mind that I may receive a clean heart. Renew me right now, Lord. Father God, you're pouring out your spirit, Lord. And they that will receive it is theirs for the asking. So, Father God, as we stand in this position of humility, submission before you, God, we corporately cast our cares upon you. What we walk in here with, we will not leave with. God, we thank you. We thank you. Perhaps there's someone here this morning who has never received Christ as your personal Savior. As the deacons come forth this morning, we want to extend that invitation to you.